Welcome to the Awakening Podcast Network. Get ready for an inspiring audio from this cutting-edge voice. You can find more podcasts at awakeningpodcasts.com.
You want to go deeper? Get equipped to overcome and walk in God's purpose for your life at Awakening House of Prayer's online campus. You'll experience an online family, preaching, teaching, and prophetic impartation for victorious living. We have over 1,000 members online, hungry for what God is saying and doing in the earth. Visit ahop.online today and join our family. AHOP TV empowers believers with spirit-inspired messages and strategic equipping that accelerates your spiritual growth. You can subscribe to stream weekly content from Awakening House of Prayer, conferences, and other exclusive content to stir your hunger and encourage your heart. Visit us online at ahop.tv.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Women on the Rise. My name is Michelle Burkett, and I am the director of Patricia King's Women in Ministry Network. And usually I have Patricia King sitting at the table with me, but today we have the honor of having Susan Cheatham as a guest on our show. And Susan, I'm so glad you're here. It's an honor to have you here with us. So you are a walking in media. You're a worshiper. You are one of those women that you see something and you just begin to take it by storm. I love it. I really love it. And your newest exciting journey is that you have been discovering the blessings inside of the Hebraic calendar and the blessings and the inheritance that we can access within every month of the year, within the feasts, within the festivals.
Yes.
How did you get going on that?
Well, I'll tell you what, it was a journey. It's been a journey and it continues to be a journey. And thank you for having me on this show. The honor is all mine, believe me. And I just want to go back just a few years ago. I had released my first, one of my CDs, Peace Be Still, and a radio show host called me and he said, hey, you want to come in and I want to promote your CD. Can you come in and do a radio show with me? And I'm like, heck yeah, I'll do that. So I went in. The show was great. I had so much fun. It was so much fun doing the show. Okay, so after that show, he says, you know, that was really good. Have you ever thought about doing a show, hosting your own show? And I'm like, in my mind, I'm thinking, this dude is on crack in my mind. But I said, you know what? I'm going to pray about it. So I go home and I pray about it. And God tells me, yes, do it. And I'm like, this is so off my radar. It's so off my radar, Michelle, to host a radio. I'm a worship leader, an artist, you know. And so, but I do it. And then I tell them I'm going to do it. We set a date. And then I say, okay, God, how are we going to do this? Because I'm not doing this alone. You got me into this. and so he gave me a strategy. He gave me a strategy. And, you know, and for some time I had been tracking with Robert Idler and Chuck Pierce on the prophetic months and the feasts, but I never really dove into it. And so I thought, gosh, this is a season. This is a seasonal thing. So I went in and I did my study. And then once a month for my radio show, I would do talk about the prophetic months that we've entered into and getting all our benefits from that prophetic month because we have benefits. Psalms 103 says, what does it say? Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all my benefits or all your benefits.
So good.
Well, our inheritance through the prophetic months and the festivals are our benefits.
Now, my understanding is that when Constantine was ruling, that he actually changed our calendar.
Yes, he did.
And he changed it from the Hebraic calendar and now to what we have today, which is the Gregorian calendar, where truly all of our months and days are all really after Babylon.
That's right.
To be honest.
It's absolutely right.
And it's taken us out of the alignment of, and the natural flow with our creator, with creation, and with what he intended for us.
Right.
So what does it look like then to begin to go back into the Hebraic calendar?
Well, it's really a radical mind shift is what it is.
It's gotta
be. It really
be.
Is because yeah. we have had a Greek mindset for way too long. And as we, what happens when we study the Word of God? We are changed and our mind is renewed.
Yes.
So when we go back and look at the times and the seasons of the Lord, which is all in the Bible, we are radically changed on the inside. And we begin to understand how He rolls, how He moves, how He just wants to bless us and how He wants to impart to our lives the fullness of our Christianity through the study of these the Hebraic calendar.
It's so good.
It is so good. It's amazing.
Everything in God is always so full and alive.
That's right. That's right.
And you know, when I started looking at this, because you were right, and I started looking at it, and I'm like, wow. And I started thinking, we have really settled for something that has just sucked all the life out of even our calendar.
True that.
You know, and how that to come back into this and to come into alignment with the things that you're studying and sharing really breathes life back into even day by day, month by month.
Exactly. That, and I believe that God is breathing on this right now. There's so many people beginning to understand and beginning to search out the times and the seasons of the Lord. Mm-hmm. You know, and when we discover the times and the seasons and how He operates, we can't help but be blessed. See, that's the Jews. The Jews knew that when they met with the Lord at the first of every month, that they would be blessed and they would bring their first fruits and they would, and then what the thing is that God met with them. Mm. It was a Rosh Kodesh. It was the new moon. Mm-hmm. That's what it's called. But there's a blessing for us as well. You know why? Because we are grafted in by the blood of Jesus. To His root system.
That's amazing.
We're grafted in,
it's
Michelle.
So good.
And see this, the e-course that I created is all about Jesus. Mm-hmm. And it's all about being a part of His root system. And it's all about the fullness of the life that He came to give us. John 10:10.
Amen.
He came to give us that abundant life.
Amen. Now you've created an e-course called Unlock Your Inheritance. Mm-hmm. So what is it that we're unlocking?
Well, we're unlocking the truths of God. We're unlocking the Word of God, unlocking blessings and unlocking. But it's by faith that we do this. It's all by faith that we do this. Mm-hmm. We're unlocking His blessings, prosperity, and the truths of the study of the Hebraic tribes and, you know, the 12 tribes of Israel. We're unlocking what we can walk into, our prophetic destiny. Mm-hmm. There's so much in this e-course that God has for us. And we're the thing is God says that when we seek Him with our whole heart, we're going to find Him. And as we seek Him, as we study His Word, as we look into all that God has for us, He's going to reveal mysteries to us. And that's what we're unlocking, mysteries. We're unlocking benefits. We are going for it in this e-course.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Now, did you say to me that each month there is a correlating tribe that goes with each month?
Yes.
Each month?
Mm-hmm.
Now, how does that affect me by when I'm in this month? How does that affect me?
Okay.
Well, how do I unlock that?
How you unlock it. Okay.
Yeah.
By studying each tribe, we are studying their successes and their failures, what they did wrong, how they communicated with the Lord. We are looking at those things and we're going to think, okay, well, I'm going to do this, but I'm not going to do that. It's all in the Word of God, right in front of our faces. It's all right there as we study them. I happen to bring the tribe of Judah. This is what we're going to unlock through the tribe of Judah. Listen to this. Okay. This is the tribe of Judah right here. These are the blessings of Judah.
And what month does Judah correlate with?
The month of Nisan, which is the first of the months.
Okay.
Which is the first of the months. And it's really cool how God does this.
Okay.
And it's God, you know, nothing is it's coincidence.
I thought
Nisan
was just a car to drive.
No. It is the first of the month. And you know what Nisan means?
Tell me.
The root words are having to do with miracles.
Oh, how fun.
And we unlock miracles.
Go ahead.
If you study this stuff out, it opens up a new realm. Opens up a new world for you. And see, Jacob and Moses both pronounced blessings on the tribes.
Right.
And the blessings of Judah are ours. These are our blessings that I am going to read right here. These are blessings. Strength, health, favor, honor, success, leadership, wealth, kingship, abundance, and royalty and victory over our enemies.
Wow.
That is all in the scriptures.
Wow, yeah.
And what we do is, this is our inheritance.
Yes.
This is our inheritance through one tribe.
Mm-hmm.
Only through one tribe.
That's just one tribe.
That's just one tribe,
baby. That's just one month.
That's just one
month. And that's just the beginning.
Right. And that's truly the beginning. Because Nisan, we just celebrated that as Passover. Mm. And God, God went in and said in Exodus that let's make Nisan the first of the months. Mm. The Hebrews already had a calendar they were following. Mm. But he went in and changed times. So what can we do? Mm-hmm. And he intervened, right? Mm. So we're going to decree from that to God to intervene on our behalf and our situations in that month, in that time.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is we are not going to get religious about this stuff. That is, some people take it way over here. No, we're going to keep it on Jesus and Jesus
good.
Alone.
Good.
And the life that he came to give us.
Yes, good. And I love that too, Susan, because you're talking about taking things from prayer, but in prayer actually beginning to build through the prophetic decrees that are resident within the month.
That's right.
So what happens, what is that synergy that happens when we're doing that, like in the month of Nisan?
Right. Right. Well, we make decrees and we're pulling all from what we've just studied, all from the Word of God. And what happens is we decree from this stuff. Can I just read a couple decrees?
Please. Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Jesus. I thought, what? How am I going to do this? So, okay. This is what this, and they're all in the name of Jesus. And that's what it says here.
Yeah. Good.
It says, I expect divine intervention. That's your first decree. Mm-hmm. We expect divine intervention on our behalf. God's working in the unseen realm, man. Come on. God is about to do a new thing. All things are possible. I declare the fullness of my harvest is being secured and that every seed I sow will prosper in new ways.
Amen.
I am delivered from fear and darkness. Passover. They're delivered from fear and the darkness. And we are walking in victory and the light of Jesus. Breaking out of captivity. Therefore, we walk in freedom. I can go on, but those are all the stuff that we can pull out of the lesson. And it's nothing is unbiblical. Everything is according to the Word of God.
Yes, you have really been doing your research.
Yeah.
And you are going back and not doing it from a place of a mysticism, but really coming from the place of the Word of God and grounding it in the Word of God.
Yes.
It's a beautiful e-course, Susan.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, again, that's just the beginning.
That's just the beginning.
So every month, then, it's another tribe. It's another blessing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you have said, I think I get this right, you have said that we're able to go into the blessings that have been spoken over each tribe.
Right.
And that we're able to actually reach in and grab hold
that's
of
right.
that blessing ourselves
yes.
mm-hmm. and pull that in.
Mm-hmm.
How do we do that? How does that work?
By studying them. We are, and recognizing that these things are our inheritance.
Mm-hmm.
When we study the tribes, again, we study them. God puts them in there for a reason. God's word is for every part from the New Testament, the Old Testament to the New Testament. Every part is for us.
Yeah.
And when we study on these tribes and unlock, I mean, listen, for like the tribe, one of the tribes is like seeing. And that month, God, we are going to, our sight is, see, these are appointed times. And God is going to unlock things spiritually that for us to see. And even in the physical realm. Mm-hmm. And if you need, we can tap into, if you need a miracle in your eyesight, let's tap into that. I mean, it's nothing crazy, but it is all part of God's word. And it's all pulling on our benefits that God has given us in each month. Now, if we miss something in that month, you know what? I'm not going to fret or worry.
Right.
I mean, because that's not
right.
our God.
Right.
God always has redemption on his heart.
Yeah.
And so we're just going to just say, okay, you know what? We're moving on and we're going to go to the next. And God's still going to bless my life because I am tracking with him. He knows our heart. When we track with his times and seasons, we can't help but walk in favor with him, just like the Jews did.
Mm-hmm.
They walked in favor. They walked in prosperity. And what happens also is we come up another level in our faith, another level in our authority as we do this.
What I really love is the being in sync.
Yep.
And coming out of the bondage of what was created through that Gregorian calendar and the constriction and the confinement with that, and really, the living our life according to a Babylonian spirit in that calendar.
It's true.
So when you know, what you're talking about in these different months, just like when you're praying for vision, mm-hmm. you know, there is something that is about that month where mm-hmm. God is talking and that God's focus yeah. is on vision,
yes.
right?
Yes.
So what we do is we're getting into alignment within the Hebraic calendar
right.
with what is God's focus in
yes.
this time, what
right.
is His, what is His vision, and that we align
That's true.
With His thoughts, his ebb and
yes,
flow of where he is in that moment.
We truly
moment.
Are.
Yeah.
We truly are. And when we come into his alignment, mm-hmm. we are in his timing, right? And we will not fall for the enemy's tactics
yeah.
to be out of time.
That's so good.
Because in Ezekiel, it says, mm-hmm. says that his goal is to keep us out of time.
Yeah.
There's a conversation that goes on in Ezekiel where the enemy says, we're going to keep, you know, we're going to keep them out of time. Mm. He's talking about the Jews
wow.
right there. I'm telling you.
Let's take it back.
Come on.
Yeah.
So God, and when we position ourselves in time with God, the plans and purposes in our lives will be fulfilled. Mm. You know, and the enemy, and the thing is, and when we know who we are, when we know what we have mm-hmm. and whose we are, mm-hmm. we walk in victory, man. And that's what this is designed to do, to help us to know who we are and to know what we have a legal right to.
That's beautiful.
That's the inheritance.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So what do we have a
yeah.
legal right to?
Yeah.
What are we grafted into? What is our inheritance? It's all broken down for us in this e-course. It's so cool.
It is really cool. And, you know, it's almost like you don't even recognize sometimes that something has been stolen because you didn't know that you have that inheritance.
That's absolutely right.
And
absolutely
then you're like,
right.
well,
yeah, yeah.
wait a minute.
Right.
And so there's like, that is, you know, not
yeah.
on my watch. I'm taking that
Come
back.
On.
That's mine.
That's right. That's that war. That's that war because, mm-hmm. hey, man, that's mine. That ain't no one going to take that away from me. And this is who I am.
That's right.
I'm the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus. I'm a true child of God. You can't take, no way, man. We are going to tap in that. We're going to war. But
yeah.
like I said, when we know what we have, mm-hmm. when we know who we are, ain't no weapon formed against us is going to prosper.
That's
seriously.
Right. That's right.
Seriously. And we will be purposed. And the thing is also, when we align ourselves with God's mm-hmm. timing, we know what he's doing in the earth. We know,
right.
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We can partner, people, we can partner with God and what he's doing. That's what we want to do. We
right.
want to partner with God and what he's doing. See, these are appointed times, mm-hmm. times with the Lord. It's like seed time and harvest. You mm-hmm. know, as farmer knows, when he plants a seed, he's going to get a harvest, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's just like God. He created the sun, the moon, the stars for us.
For us.
For
That's
us
right.
to know how to roll with him, to know his cycles in the earth. Because mm-hmm. here's the deal. Okay, in watermelon season, we know that we're going to get abundance of watermelon in
That's
that
right.
season, right?
Right?
Right? And then like come out of the season like, man, I feel like having a watermelon. Well, I'll tell you what, mm. you know what's going to happen is they're going to be harder to get and they may cost a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all about the appointed times with God.
That's
just
how
he rules.
May not quite be as juicy.
And sweet and no, that's true.
Yeah.
That's right. That's very right. That's
yeah.
very right.
It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited about this e-course, Susan.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the other things is you mentioned about, you know, God put the stars in the sky.
Yep.
And that is another thing that has really been stolen.
That's right. Come on.
From our inheritance.
That's
because
right.
the stars have been put in the sky that tell the story of
truly.
Redemption.
Yes, they do.
Tell the
mm-hmm.
story of yeah. Jesus.
Yes.
And
yes.
it's been so taken and warped by, you know, astrology and
right.
and trying to live
right.
according to something that is the wrong source
yes,
of that.
Mm-hmm.
And the source is the one who created those stars.
Yes.
And when you begin to, I know that you've said, in each month, of course, there is that constellation.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But to come back and allow the redemption.
Right.
of,
oh, I love that. That's so good.
Of those
yeah.
constellations mm-hmm. for us and
yes.
that they are
mm-hmm.
ours.
Right.
It's not things that we have to be afraid of
no.
that belong to
no.
the enemy. Let's take back the territory
Let's
that
do
is
it.
Ours.
Let's
he
do
has
it.
Made us and given us authority
mm-hmm.
over all things.
Come on.
So let's not be fearful
no.
of some of these things.
Right.
Let's not relinquish the territory to the enemy. Let's come back and say, hey, this is mine.
That's right.
We're taking this back
exactly.
and this is for the glory of our God.
That's right.
So good.
That's so good.
Yeah.
And the deal is so cool because there is a constellation in every month. And we learn about those constellations. And the first month, the month of Nisan, is the constellation of the ram.
The ram.
A lamb. You can't make this stuff up,
so good,
man.
Right?
The lamb of God. Yeah. Passover.
Yes.
Transition. It's so good.
It's so good.
And we can celebrate that.
Yeah.
Because that's what the stars do. They celebrate the glory.
That's right.
They declare the glory
of
the Lord.
That every nation, every tribe, every tongue, that we all, as we look into those skies, it is the revelatory skies that tell about our Jesus.
That's right.
It is so good. I love it.
It's right
I love
on.
It.
It's right on, yeah.
Now, for people who want to take this e-course, how do they get in touch with that? How do they enroll in your e-course?
Okay, well, you go to my website.
Which is?
scmfire.org.
Okay.
And it'll just walk you right through it. It's right there on that front page. Unlock your inheritance. Prosper in God's appointed times and seasons. Because that's what we're going to do. We're going to prosper. We're going to come up. And that doesn't just mean money. That means in our health, in our relationships, our jobs. You know, it's things of spirit,
revelation, miracles, healing.
In the revelation and miracles.
Relationships.
Yes.
Yeah.
Especially
in
that.
Things. Yeah.
Yeah. And there's a video for every month. I talk about how the month looks like, and then you follow along. I have curriculum that you print out.
Okay.
And then I've also created two devotions. They're seasonal devotions. Mm-hmm. You know how we go like the 50 days through Passover to Pentecost. Mm-hmm. Well, I created a devotion that keep us on track to, you know, I mean, because God is all about the soul, all about healing. And that's what we're doing. And it deals with numbers because this is a time that God is dealing with. That God is highlighting the numbers. Mm-hmm. And it's not numerology. It's all biblically based.
No, again, taking it back.
Yes. Take it back, baby.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
We have to.
Cut
and this
the
is
curse.
The day and the hour.
Yeah.
We have the authority. Mm-hmm. And there is valuable things in the numbers. There's numbers all through the Bible. There's
Book
of numbers.
Sure.
There's
sure.
Book of numbers. So we are going to count up because the count is up. We are because we're going. We're God has taken us somewhere. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't take us down. We go to another
always
level
up,
with
from
him.
Glory to glory.
Amen. So that's what that devotion is. It just keeps us, and then we're ready for the infilling, the power of the Jesus, the fire of God. And, you know, and that's all. And we're discovered. It's another thing that we can discover, a time of discovery, you know, of who we are and what God is doing in our lives.
I know you have shared snippets of this with us on our Facebook page and Women in Ministry Network.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is rich. It really is, Susan. I'm so proud of this for you.
Thank you.
And it's a joy to be able to stand with you and walk with you as you are really birthing something that has been asleep.
We've
been asleep to it.
Yes.
And for you to have this clarion call of saying, hey, come back. This is our inheritance. Don't miss
right,
this.
Right.
This is what is ours. Yes. This is part of who we are and all that has been accomplished and done and given to us because of Jesus.
Because of Jesus.
Yes.
It's because of Jesus.
Oh, thank you so much for being with us today, Susan.
It's been an
I'm
honor.
Really
honor.
Excited about this, and I'm eager to learn more about it as you continue to teach.
Thank you so much.
And I do have a decree to end on today.
Come on.
It says, but you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. I'm so glad that you've been with us today for Women on the Rise. And thank you, Susan, for showing us the inheritance that is ours as Women on the Rise. And I speak over you today that all that is yours, that you will possess the land that God has given to you.
So good.
A Woman on the Rise. We'll see you later.
This has been a production of the Awakening Podcast Network. Jennifer LeClaire is the founder and owner of APN. Our heart is to inspire people and exalt Jesus with every broadcast. We're grateful for our advertisers and supporters that make these podcasts possible.